the lecture.
So what are the best qualities of successful entrepreneurs? The most important quality that I've seen is a belief that you can make a difference. Now, that may sound obvious in some sense, but you'd be surprised. Most people don't think they really make a difference. It's not important to vote. It's not important to try. Actually, most of the people in this room, probably not in that group. You had to try hard to get to sit where you are. And I had to wait 20 years for them to put the building up so there'd be seats here. But you have to believe that you really can make a difference in the world and that you're going to try to make a difference. And that's one of the most common characteristics I've seen of successful entrepreneurs. The second is what I might call an action bias, a passion for going and making things happen. Now, I was at Stanford. I was at the University of Pennsylvania. Probably a few other places that I've blotted out of my memory after years of therapy. But many of the people that I met in those places really just sat around and knew things. And I found that I've grown to the point where I don't really respect knowing things. Being smart is not a good thing. It's doing things that matters. So I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care how many courses you've taken. It's almost worse if you get that education or know things and you don't take action and put that to work and try to do something valuable with that information. And the entrepreneurs are the ones who say, I'm going to go put on a play. I'm going to go make it happen. That is the second most important characteristic. They just don't like sitting around and discussing. They like getting out and doing. I've often thought of myself as, self-described myself as an industrial pyromaniac. I like to burn up businesses, burn up markets with new ideas and different ideas that change the world. Sometimes you just wind up with a pile of debris, but it sure is fun trying. Also in this category is a subtle concept that I would call urgent patience. And this brings to mind a story of a fellow who was a gardener at a large estate in England many, many decades ago. And the owner of the estate came over and said, I thought you were going to plant an apple tree over here. And he said, what's your rush? It's going to take 100 years for that tree to grow. He said, well, then you better get started right now. That's the attitude that I think is important for entrepreneurs to have, the action bias. The third is unjustifiable optimism. You have to believe that you can succeed at what you're doing in the face of large evidence to the contrary. And lots of people telling you, that's ridiculous, don't even try. If I had listened to all the people that told me, you're going to do auctions on the internet, what does that mean? That's crazy. I never would have gone into business. In fact, the guy who's speaking on, was it Saturday? Friday? Jeff's coming? Yeah, Jeff's a very interesting guy. He was a man for the times. In one very interesting respect, Jeff had the advantage of having no business experience whatsoever. So he had no fear at all. He would just leap and jump. The things he was doing back when 1997, when I'd started OnStill, he'd started Amazon, there were several other people starting companies. I mean, we would look at it and go, this guy's nuts. You know, you'd have to be just kamikaze to do some of the things. He would make deals on the assumption that he would raise money to pay for them later. Now, unfortunately, those of us who had business experience were hampered by that experience because he was exactly the right guy at the right time. And it was precisely that recklessness that was the key element of Jeff's success, along with his intelligence and his understanding of the market and his drive and other little things like that. So, the fourth characteristic that you need is a tolerance for uncertainty. Now, the thing about starting a company is that there's always too many variables to control. There's never enough information, never enough time to look into the things that you need to do. And you'd be surprised, it's very stressful for most people to live in circumstances of total uncertainty. Are you going to have a test tomorrow? You know, is the class going to, can you sign up for this class? Are you going to get into the school you want to go to? Whatever it is. Any kind of uncertainty. Sometimes you feel better just knowing the answer, even if it's no. Well, a good entrepreneur tolerates uncertainty very well. And it's just a personality trait and a skill. We can go to bed at night not knowing how things are going to turn out in the morning and feel fine about it. The fifth and last of the qualities that I've seen in successful entrepreneurs is a genuine concern for other people. What this creates is a reserve of goodwill among the people around you so that they're willing to work hard and give a little extra because they know that you care about them and what they're doing. The best entrepreneurs genuinely care about the people who work in their companies and about their customers, and they don't fake it. You can't fake that kind of thing. That's one of the best characteristics that I've seen in successful entrepreneurs.
What is the most important quality of successful entrepreneurs, according to the speaker? What is action-wise, according to the speaker? What is the key element of Jeff's success? What does the speaker say about starting a company? What do best entrepreneurs genuinely concern for?